We're starting a sugya on the Korban Re'ian Korban Chagiga. It was actually Rindy's idea. Rindy, because he said, we want to do an Aaron Korbanos, and he said, let's do something in Chagiga. So we picked this. This is actually a fascinating sugya. Alright, so we need a little background about the Korban Re'ia, the Korban Chagiga, and the Korban Simcha. Now, just to be clear, we're going to be focusing more often than not on the Korban Re'ia and the Korban Chagiga. So before we even look at the Rambam, okay, what does the Torah tell us? Three times a year, what do? We do Aliyah L'Regel, right? And what do we chayav to bring when we do Aliyah L'Regel? Three korbanos. Okay, good. Mr. Fancy over there. We have a Korban Re'ia, which is an Ola, okay? And then two Shlomim. One Shlomim is the Chagiga, right? And the other one, is the Simcha, okay? And there's an order to that too, by the way. Keep that in mind. Now look at the Rambam. What does Rambam say? In Chagiga Perek Aleph Aleph. All right, there are three mitzvot that God commanded the Jewish people, right, for the three regalim. And what are these? Hara'iyah. Okay, the Chagiga. And then the Simcha. Beautiful. Okay, three mitzvot. Now, what does he not mention? A korban. There's three mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Re'ia, of Chagiga-ing, and Simcha-ing, right? Three mitzvahs. Now, celebrating. Obviously, what's going to happen? I don't know. It's a good question. Being festive? I don't know. Hara'iya, more of a Torah. The Yavi Imo. So a lot of things to, there's a lot to say here, but there's two things you got to take out of this. One, what's the halacha? What do you have to do? So I always love that lashon. No. What does he say? No. Don't be fancy. What does he say? He says Shinira Pana Bazara, which means what? You have to show your face. Hey, what's going on, God? Nice to see you. And what do you bring with you? You bring with you a korban. Right. Now, note, what can you use for the Ola? Ola or Behema. Keep that in mind, okay? Ola or Behema. Next.
No, Ola.
Umishaba. Ella over Elo Sasesh. Never really rough and never come. Right? So, if you don't bring the korban, not only you're Mevat on Asay, but what else? You're an Isser, because what did you do? You came before God empty, like a Rekana. You came before God empty handed.
Lavza.
Sorry. Also, that's a technical thing. Okay, next. Leheiraos. Now, let's be careful, because Mati pointed out. It seems like the Rambam's lashon is that there's an idea of being seen or making an appearance, right, and bringing a korban with you. But by the chagiga, how does he word it? It's to bring a chagiga. You bring this korban, right? When you're what? There's already what do we see that's happening here? There's a sequence, right? What comes first? The re'ia, right? You're seen, and then what comes after that? The chagiga, the shlamim, right? The chagiga, and then keep going. Okay. Okay, women are not chayev in what?
These two things.
Right, in Re'ia Chagiga. That's Simcha. Yes, sir. What's the Rambam I'm telling you?
You have to make two different shlomims for these two
mitzvahs. Better. Come on, no. Look at his lashon.
Or shlomim.
There's this, I'm not defining it, but the mechayev of the simcha comes from what? Comes from what? The chagiga. There's the chagiga demands, another shlomim from it. Okay? So if you have to set it up, what do you have? You have a re'ia, and then you have a chagiga, and then from chagiga comes simcha. Because yes, sir. No, I don't, but what do you mean by that? It's a separate mitzvah of Simcha. But I'm saying, in structurally, how's it built? It's built of Re'iyah?
Yeah, it's built like that.
I know. You'll see. Well, that sounds interesting. Simchas Chagiga, which sounds like it's a... Okay. All right. And now we're not going to take this up in depth. I do have a svar for it though. But what does he say at the end there? Vinashim. Whoa. Now he's not saying what?
That they hide on the carbon.
That he is. He is.
That the Gemara.
He is. No, that's not true. The Gemara first says they are.
But then it says they aren't.
But no, who's
trying? Because the whole thing is. Yeah.
Look at the Ravid. The Ravid says, "V'nashim chayav mitzazu." He says, "What are you talking about? Not the korban. Lo, the korban Ella.
Ella.
V'simcha."
The Ravid's never explaining the Rambam. He's always asking a question.
Usually, yeah.
They're chayav and simcha.
Yeah. Now, but here's the problem. Shetismachim baila, shetala ima, b'hu yismachosak. That's now the Ravid's better insofar as how we learn the mitzvah simcha in general. Because you look at the way the mitzvah simcha in general is structured, what happens? A man, the male, the baal's chayav in simcha through what? Basar v'yayin, right? And then, regular post-mikdash, okay? And then, she's chayav in simcha through his being misameach her. So what the Ravid, I think, is saying is that there's some idea that her simcha emerges through joining her husband in celebrating. Why should she be a korban?
Right? If she's not married?
Okay. But it's a better question, though. That's a good question. What if she's not married? Good question. Let me ask another question, though. That's a good question, technically. Let me ask a conceptual question, though. Hold on. What's a better conceptual question? If you want to say she's chayav in the korban.
I thought it's a extension of a chagiga.
Oh. And therefore what?
And if a nashim
isn't chayav in chagiga,
then
she... Why would she only be
chayav
in one?
Right. Right. Why would she only be chayav in one of the three?
Unless Yaakov's right, and it's not an exception.
And even okay, so let me ask a question. Nice, you're such a smart guy. So let's take this own mice. It is his own mice mitzvah, right? It is his own mice mitzvah. You're right. But let me ask a question. What makes it different than the chagig and the riyah? She's pater from those. What? Go away. Because what? You're right. The pasuk does say v'samachta ata. Well, it says samachta uveisecha. All right. Okay. Good question. Yeah. Read the next halacha slowly. Halacha base. All right. So what does that mean?
They don't have. Set maps defined by a good book. Shenemar.
Now, of course, since you guys prepared, what does the Rambam, when the Rambam says, Variya Hariya Bachagiga Ein Lahem Shir Min HaTorah, or what's he really saying? What? Well, not just the Riyah and Chagiga, but. No. All Korbanos. There's no. Tosos brings that down, except for one. What? Yeah. Oh, korbanos do not have a shiur in the Torah. The Torah never tells you, what do we mean by shiur? What's shiur here referring to? What? The minimal worth. The minimal amount. Okay? There's no maximum.
Right, obviously.
Right.
There's but, no minimum either.
So the Torah, there's no Doraisa idea of a minimal shiur of korban. Except for the Asham. What? There's no Doraisa, there's no idea of a minimal monetary amount that you must spend on the animal, yes. Fowl.
But a very soft ring, shall low yeha korban olas ria pachot meshiva
me'al kesef. Now, how much is that?
1 pound.
To make shear a lot easier, could we just make up to be convenient, make up the minimal quantity?
$1.
Is that, can we work with that? Is that fine? $1, okay? That's a ma'al is worth $1. So, the minimal amount that the korban olas ria must be is
$1.
The low. That's odd. But yet, how much? What's the minimum value of the korban chagiga?
$2. And then there's the two.
Right. So, and which one is which?
Chagiga is two, ria is one.
Okay. Clear.
Yeah.
Now, again, and just to make one point abundantly clear, that doesn't mean, okay, that. Let's be clear about this. It doesn't mean that if I brought, okay, a korban re'iyah, let's say korban ramam, a korban re'iyah that was worth
500,
and a korban chagiga that was worth 200, that's fine. It's saying the minimal.
Right.
Okay, is that clear?
One has to be greater than the other.
What?
No, one has to be greater than the other.
Correct. Well, only if I was at the minimal point. Because if I only had $3 to spend, okay, $2 goes to the chagiga, $1 goes to the re'iyah.
Not that it has to be lower than the
chagiga. Exactly, right. I mean, what?
Yeah, so we're holding now. It says Beishamai Omer. So what do they say? They say this. Hariya Shtei Kesef Chagiga Me'a Kesef. They still Omer. Hariya Me'a Kesef
This is very problematic. Before even looking at the Gemara, this is very problematic. Why is this problematic? We've been in methodology. We've been doing methodology for quite some time now. What's problematic about such a machlokas? Forget that. What? That's the problem. Okay. It's not just that. It's I don't mind if it's the us or mutter, but exact it's called svaras afuchos. Exact opposite machlokasim are very bad. A lot of and if you did the Gemara in depth, you would see it's a very difficult Gemara, as we will see together. Very difficult. All right, Rashi. Beishami Omri Maria Shtei Kasev.
Why is that a problem?
You'll see in the Gemara. Because you don't want Svaras Afuchos.
Why?
Because the point of contention becomes very difficult to ascertain. See, when you have Svaras Afuchos, you know what it sounds like? They're talking past each other. Okay, you want to be able to have a natural point of contention and say, this is what they're arguing on. You'll see here, it doesn't come out so naturally. Not so easy. All right, Rashi.
So, Gadol
haba leheiros, right? It's the greater one is the what?
Is this ria?
Right.
It's not saying an adult.
What? I'm sorry. Excuse me. Yes, I'm sorry. Correct. An adult who can't. Thank you. An adult who came to be make his appearance. Right. Sorry. Shalish dinar, which to us we're going to use as $1. Okay, Shneimar.
Well, no, I thought meh was $1.
That's a very cheap animal.
No, no, I'm sorry. The ria is worth more. Sorry, $2. $2.
$2.
Right.
Shneimar v'lo yirau pnei reikam v'yulaf b'gemara.
The yalif b'gemara.
The yalif b'gemara. Shetzarech lehavia ola.
The shiur, chachamim nasnu shiur. Okay, so now that should be now when you read that Rashi there. What should you be thinking to yourself?
Where are they getting?
That's weird.
That's good. Okay, what do you mean? Where's who? The Rabbanan?
Yeah, Beishanai and Beishanai. They seem to be getting. They get them from two places for all we know.
Okay, fine, but okay, that's okay. But and the more simple question is, that's the question.
Why do we need a shiur?
What do you need a shiur for? What a chachamim see. When Chacham stick their nose into something, we got to understand why. Why are they getting involved in this, right?
Nibbizabilis.
Right? The Doraisa has no idea of a shear. So what's the objective of a shear? So that the first thing you have to start thinking about is, what's the necessity to have a minimal shear? Doesn't this by other Korbanos, right? Okay. Okay, good. The Achagiga, what?
It doesn't exist?
No. No. One Korban for the Asham. But the Torah says so. Otherwise, the Torah never has a shear for Korbanos. But let's just be a little more sophisticated, just to be clear. It's not the creation of a minimal shear that's the issue here. Okay? It's not. What's the issue here?
Specific.
Yes. Good. You understand?
No.
That's the issue. It's not that they created a minimal shear. Rather, what do? They said, this is going to be two and this is one. Or this is one and this is two. Right. That's the problem. That's what's strange. You understand? They could, okay, there's no havamina to say that what the Chacham did was that they created a minimal shear of $1 for the Ri'iyah and $1 for the Chagiga. There's no havamina like that. When the Chacham decided to make the shear, all along their intention was to do what? One of them to be one and one of them to be two. You understand? You have to approach it that way. Or it makes sense to approach it that way. Okay? Is that clear? There's no trick there. Okay, so the Shamech Hagiga that a Yachid must bring for the Regal. Okay, so now, to be clear, what kind of Korban, that's a bad question to ask, but there's Korban Yachid and Korban Tzibur. Obviously the Re'iyah and the Hagiga, and don't worry about the Simcha for now. The Re'iyah and the Hagiga are what type of Korban? Yachid. Okay? Good. Alright. Let's think of the Gemara. Today my objective is really to get the Shach of the Tari down. Because it's not, you guys all do this already?
Yeah.
Because it's not so easy.
It's
very difficult. What? Okay, it's very, very difficult.
But track and target mean factually?
Factually. Let's get these facts down. But it's not easy. Just the facts themselves aren't easy. For you, Baruch Hashem.
Oh. And
yeah. Re'iya. You said Re'iya? Yeah. I don't. Tanarabanan, go.
Okay, so Okay. Shall we pull a cool old little off?
Right, so the Re'iyah is what?
Okay, so the Re'iyah is an Ola, which is Kula Lugbo. It's all consumed.
Good.
Masha'in Ken, but Nagiga, this is not his in regards to the...
Okay, so, I tell me, what's the Gemara telling us?
So we see it's a hard one because it's...
What? No, so say it, say it.
It's a higher level.
What do you mean by higher level? Chashivas. Okay. Interesting. So the Gemara is telling you is that we didn't know this in the beginning. When it comes to creating these differentiation shirim of two versus one, what is that doing? Giving one more, saying this is more chashav than the other. Saying it is. Okay. Now, okay. Now what? Now that's one thing. Well, hold on. What's the other observation?
It's because
the less consumption, the more chashivas.
No, the hefech. Yeah, right. The more consumption, the more chashivas. Okay, fine, right. The more it's consumed by the altar. the complete consumption of a sacrifice would seem to be something that has a greater chashivas than a chagiga. Okay. Now, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Why?
Right. So we learn another. Do you
imagine? Well, did you read the word?
What?
Read the word. Now what's the next word?
Oh, I didn't read it.
The ode. Uh-oh. What's wrong with the ode?
That means that the first one was good enough.
No, why not? A kula gavah, I mean, Mati just said kula gavah sounds great, and yet, what does Gemara say about ode?
Why is two reasons not better than one?
Because one reason is sufficient, Occam's razor. We don't need to have two reasons. One reason is fine. The ode matzinu. Baolos. I love this answer. Okay, so what does that mean? Literally, this is my favorite answer in the world.
Shavuos, the Torah makes their moral olos than
Shalom. Rashi, matzinu batzeres.
Matzinu batzeres.
The parsha Shor Ochasev, which we, by the way, everyone knows, lane this past Shabbos. It says, "V'ikraftem al lechem." What? Yeah, emor. V'ikraftem al lechem shivas kvasim.
So seven.
Timimim.
Timimim. So seven lambs.
Okay.
Bakar ben bakar.
Echad.
Echad. Ve'ayalim shneim.
Ve'ayalim shneim. You olah l'Hashem. So how many olos are we talking about? A lot. Okay.
Seven plus one.
Make up any. I mean, yeah, yes. What? 10. But just to make it easier, to make it more of a contrast, let's just pretend that it was 100. 100 olos. Okay. Uksiv. How many of those?
Two.
So we'll say 50. Okay. Now, you'll see why. It's just easier to contrast it that way. But what? So what's the Gemara saying though? What's his premise? He's coming with a mathematical formula. Mathematician? Okay, so if X is greater than Y, then what does that mean? More chashav.
No.
What? I don't know. But the formula is that if there's more, if the Torah says bring more of X versus Y, what that's telling you is that X is more chashav than Y.
Just in regards to
Shavuos, you go onwards. What's Yeshna Lifnei Adibor? What does that mean? Rashi. Let's just this. I forgot to photocopy this for you, but this pasuk is critical. What does the pasuk say? Where is it? In the. Oh yeah, I know. Right. So I want to read the pasuk. Right. So the pasuk says what? It says. Vayishlach es. Listen to this. Vayishlach es na'arei b'nei Yisrael. Actually, you know what? Let's actually get where this happens. What part of this happening? Mishpatim. Okay. Now you got a big problem with this. Why do you have a problem with this? Let's go. Right. Okay. So let's. You're going too fast. Let's go in order. Okay. What does Parshas Yisrael tell us? Aseres Adibros. Right. Some preparation beforehand. Ten Commandments, and then something afterwards. Right. Okay. Then it gets into. What Isser? Mizbeach, how to build a Mizbeach. Then comes Parshas Mishpatim, which details what? Miscellaneous laws. And at the end of Mishpatim, you get this bizarro thing, which I wrote a Dvar Torah on, which I'm sure you guys read, which says as follows. It says, What? It says like this. It says, all of a sudden, the end of Mishpatim, here it is. Ve'el Moshe Amar, Alei El Hashem, Atah Ve'aron Adav Aviyu. Okay, now the question is, when it says that, for them to go up, when did that take place? So, many Rishonim learn, the Torah is not a book of normative history. This took place prior to the giving of the Torah. Of course, the question is, then why is it stuck here? That's a good question. My Dvar Torah takes it up. After the giving of the Aseret HaDibros. So this takes place before the Aseret HaDibros. In this taking place for the Aseret HaDibros, what does it say? It says, this. Moshe came up. Now the Ramban has learned this way. The Ramban learns this took place after. So I have no idea how the Ramban learns this Gemara. Good question. I haven't answered that yet. But it says, at some point, Moshe writes down as Kol Divrei Hashem. Now, if this took place before the Aseret HaDibros, what did he write down as Kol Divrei Hashem? What did he write? Until? That. So he wrote down for Bracious until that point. Okay. By Ashkema Boker, by Yivem Mizbeach Tacha Sahar, Ushnei Asri Matseva, Ushnei Masar Shitei Israel, and then it says, by Yishlach as Nare B'nei Israel, by Yalu Olos. So he sent in Na'arim, and what did they do? They gave Olos. What kind of Olos?
Unsure.
Some type of. Well, what would those Koranos have in common?
They were.
Kulo Lugava. Okay? And then it says.
Is there a problem? We don't know exactly what Moshe is giving them. Like, when we have the Torah, like.
For you, vayizbichu zvachim
shlamim. This seems to be a factual.
I'll send you my paper on it. Vayizbichu zvachim shlamim l'Hashem parim. Now this is really weird. What does it say afterwards? What else did they do?
Shlamim.
So it sounds like at Sinai. Now this, again, this is before the Torah was actually given. Okay, what did they bring? They brought olos. And what else did they bring? Shlamim.
Okay.
That's also true. You're right. Now let me ask another question. If this takes place before Sinai, so let me ask you a question. No. What question would you ask?
How can you go to halachos from it?
Why?
They didn't have the halachos about it.
So you mean how did they?
Yeah, how did they know?
What were they bringing?
Well, they just bring animals.
So the Torah should have said so. Wasn't Olam, what's the Shlamim? I don't know. What's Yeshav the Adibur? Hold on. Kodem.
Right, so Rashi says, Yishna the Adibur. Kodem, Matan Torah. Hakriv the Shlamim.
So before the Torah was given, what did Bnei Yisrael do?
They brought
Kushlamim, Dichsev. Bivaila Hamishpatim. Even though this parsha is brought down in Parshas Mishpatim, right? La'achar Asaras
Adibros.
Hava. No, this really took place before.
Because
and there's no what?
Before, after the Torah.
Good. There's no historical. It doesn't follow a strict, rigid historical order. Therefore. Okay, so the rest of the Rashi goes through the logistics, okay? But what do we say? According to the Gemara says this, when were those korbanos brought? Good. Okay, now let me ask you a question. Or I shouldn't ask you the question. So what does Beis Hillel say? The Chagiga is more minimal value. Why?
More minimal value?
It's greater minimal value.
Because it has more
Kashimas,
it was the first one to come.
When
it comes to,
what do we mean by the first one to come? That's what he says. What does he say? What? Yesh Lifnei. Because it was given before the Torah was given. Yesh not Lifnei Adibor. Right? Because why? Because what? It's. Well, it was done, not given, it was done before the Torah was given. So let me ask. So, who cares? How does that establish Kashimas? Oh, great. So it was done before the Torah was given. So why does that make it? Why does that give it greater value?
Because there's clearly greater in precedence of action before you receive the Torah for the Jews.
No. Okay. Great.
Which one do you bring more? But shouldn't you?
The act's greater than why?
No, I'm saying like this place.
No, what's he saying?
It's the Korban Pesach I have a new offering.
I don't know.
It was also given before Sinai. That was like its minimal.
That's all fine. Korban Pesach is a good question. But let me see another question. Right. What's the most obvious question you can ask the Beis Hillel if you look at the pasuk? Exactly.
Yes, it's Olo.
They burn almost also. Like, how is it possible that he's... it's amazing what Rashi does. Rashi's so shrewd. He says, Vayishlach Narei Yisrael, right? Now look at the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Vayishlach is Narei B'nei Yisrael, Vayilu Olos. It says, first he burned Olos, and then it says, Vayizbuchu Zvachim Shlomim. So Rashi says, so what did Beis Hillel read? He read the Pasuk, Vayilu, and skipped over the Olos part and went right to Shlomim. How can he ignore Shlomo? How can he ignore the Olos? That's crazy.
Okay, so we move right along with Mara, and keep reading.
Keep reading.
The Ode. Matsino.
Matsino b'Nasim.
B'Nasim.
B'Nasim. Shereba b'hen ha-katub b'Shlomim yoter.
So it turns out that Beis Hillel ascribes to the same equation that Beis Shammai uses, which is that if X is greater than Y, that means what? More chashivas, right? Turns out, when you look to the incense and the Nisim, right? What do you see? Oh, okay, look at Rashi. Nisim. Who were the Nisim? What's the Chanukat HaMizbeach? Good. Consecration of the Mizbeach. Both. Hikrivu. They brought more shlomim than olos, right? The kol bakar zevach shlomim. So if you look at the numbers there, it turns out they brought more shlomim than olos. Okay. So now, let's take a step back and tell me what some of the problems are now. We still have a problem with the ode, right? But what other problems do we have? What? Why? Why? Well, what's the problem, Beis Hillel?
They're both saying the same thing. They do the opposite.
That's true.
The theme has nothing to do with Yantiv.
Okay, but don't ask Akashi yet. That's what the Gemara is going to ask.
Yeah.
The Gemara is going to ask Akashi. But all I want to know is just insofar as what they're presenting. Okay, who makes more sense to you on the surface? Why?
He has actually a nice guy.
But which reason?
Kula
Gavoh. Oh, you like Kula Gavoh. That seems to appeal to you.
It's on its part, different than the other.
Okay, good. Now, again, also what's strange about the Machlokas is they're picking, sounds like, arbitrary sources. I'm going to look at... We know X. If X is greater than Y, that establishes Chashivas. Okay, so I'm going to look there. That works out well for me. He looks over there. That works out well for him. Okay, good. Okay. So can you define the Gemara at this point?
No.
Why not?
You don't know why they don't.
Exactly. This is a Gemara. If you stop to try to define at this point, you'd just be speculating. You must do the next part to understand the reasons. And it's through the attacking of one against the other that you're going to understand, you can start defining it. Yes. Right. Why doesn't Beis Hillel agree with Beis Shammai? Okay, so Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai, you're telling me that what? That the Re'iyah, the Ola... Right, I'll tell you. What does that mean? Rashi? Rashi?
Rashi.
Mizbeach?
Mizbeach? So the Mizbeach eats it in the man.
Right, so... Now, this is at this point, you should really be disturbed by this. Why?
Because the two realms
does the opposite.
It is like
correct.
It's why?
Right. So, but what's his kasha? What's his kasha? Just factually.
Who's kasha?
Beis Hillel's kasha and Beis Shammai.
One being in here versus two being in
here. You're saying that's something that. Okay.
How is Kula Gavoh more chashuv
than Beis Hillel? You mean what he's asking?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. That's what he's asking. He's asking. You're telling me that makes it more chashuv. I'll tell you this makes it more chashuv. Okay.
Just a random.
You don't listen to GA.
That's the problem, right? Oh, you pick that one. I'll pick this one. Right? What kind of argument is this? This is crazy. Yeah, this is a crazy argument. Okay.
What arbitrary aspects do you focus on?
Exactly. But you happen to pick Kula Gavoh. I'll tell you. I don't know. Shnei Achilos makes it more chashuv. All right, great. You tell me the fact that it's red makes it better. I'll tell you the fact that it's blue makes it better. This is crazy. This is insanity. Keep going.
Yeah.
I get it. Arbitrary. Right. And you learn from where? Shavuos, right? Oh, okay. Let me ask you a question. What do we want to do? What kind of korban is the korban re'iyah and the korban chagiga? Korban yachid. So what do you want to do? You want to learn, if you're going to turn to the Torah, what do you want to do? You want to learn yachid yachid. But guess what? Your cue.
Oh, okay. Korban Yachid.
But we don't learn.
Korban Yachid from a Korban Seymour.
Right. So it sounds like Beis Shammai's reason isn't so solid after all.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Is that clear? Okay. Next.
And she was the Korban Seymour.
Yes. So Musaf.
Okay.
Whoa! Now, how do we know that Re'ia also took place before Sinai? Because the pasuk says so. Right? The pasuk says what? Okay, fine. You're so fancy. You're right. I know. But at this point, the pasuk itself says so. So I don't understand. He's exposing. I mean, what I don't. Again, putting aside Tucker's innovative shot, let's pretend he didn't have that shot. I understand. Beis Hillel has the same pasuk that Beis Shammai has. He looks at the pasuk. He sees what they brought Olos and Shlomim, and the Olos are mentioned first. And yet,
he
he ignores that. That's absurd. That's ridiculous. Right? How do you understand that? That's absurd. Right. It doesn't make any sense. So Beis Shammai's kasha Beis Hillel is very good. You're telling me that the Chagi existed prior to Sinai. I'll tell you that.
No.
So did the Ola. Or the Riyah. That existed before Sinai also.
Seems like a very good response.
What?
Seems like a very good response.
It does. Go on.
Yeah.
Look at Amris. Nelof Menaseum. Now you want to learn from what? The Naseum.
Nelof Menaseum. What's Naseum again? Oh,
the at the time of the dedication slash consecration of the Mishkan, so they brought voluntarily korbanos. So we want to learn what. So why, if we're going to turn to the Torah, what do we want to learn? We want to learn what?
Continuing event.
Right. This was what?
A one-time event.
So now we got a bigger problem. It's amazing that you need this to define it, but now we have a bigger problem because now it sounds like each one has a killer kasha against the other.
No.
Right? Doesn't?
What are
Beis Hillel's kashas
against
Beis Shammai? Beis Hillel's arbitrary X. I'll show you. This is just as that's true. Okay. Now do a little more in the Gemara. One more loose end, and then you guys can start. You can start preparing this for tomorrow. I want you to start thinking about this. I'm not giving away any svaras yet, but I'm trying to set it up for you. What you need to define. Now, what does the Gemara say? Okay, 1 second. Now, what does Beis Hillel do with the fact he says the Chagiga was before Sinai, right? How does he know that? Dichsiv.
Right.
Shlomim, right? So, how does Beis Hillel know that Shlomim was brought before Sinai? Because the pasuk says so. And then the Gemara says, yeah, but Re'ia Nami. Olos. So that sounds like what else was brought before Sinai? Olos, right? So what does he do about that?
Oh.
Havrai. Yikes. Stop. So what's the answer?
Different
types of quality, different types of olos. So Beis Hillel holds, yeah, of course they're olos. I mean, you can't ignore that. He doesn't use the takup shot. He says, no, olos were brought before Sinai. But what kind of olos?
Tamid.
The olos tamid. Olos tamid? What kind of olos tamid was brought before Sinai? There's no Mishkan. Korban Sibor? No Mishkan? Well, what is that? Okay, so now someone in the Shia wants to say, oh, but the Mishkan was really was really brought in because of the Chet B'nai Yisrael. So maybe you could have an idea. I don't know. There really wasn't going to be a tamid avai. This is very important. Listen to this lashon. Chovas kol yom vayom. So the olas tamid is different than the olas riyah. Why? Olas tamid is brought every single day, right? But the olas, but the riyah is. No. But the olas riyah havai al shem yechazus alakim. Why is it called the olas riyah? They were seen by yechazus. They were seen. Okay. So what do we have to define here? Everything. But can you be more specific?
What is
chashivas? Chashivas. To me, the starting point, in my opinion, the starting point is going to be... That's a good question. How are you going to understand the machlok is about what kind of olos were brought before Sinai? What's the... Why are Durabanan getting involved here? I want you guys to think about that. What's the purpose of this Durabanan? And how do you set up the machlokas between them? Now, if it were me, the way you're not obligated to approach it this way, but for me, the way I would approach it is that I would section off the machlokas into two. I first define the machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel insofar as kulo gavoa versus No. Oh, that's with the kasha. But Kula Gavoa versus Yeshlaf Ne'adibor. Define that first. Yeah, because one side holds the shlamim comes before the shlamim is more chasha because Yeshlaf Ne'adibor. That's it. Also know the riyah is more chasha because that's Kula Gavoa. Well, I don't know what you mean by 2 and 1. Okay, there's 2 points. Beis Shammai says, well, for one thing, the Ola is Kula Gavoa, and the other thing is that X is greater than Y, yeah. Right? So what I'm saying is that I will learn the Machlokas X greater than Y separately from the Machlokas of Kula Gavoa versus Yeshlaf Ne'adibor.
Yeah, Kula Gavoa is versus Yeshlaf Ne'adibor, whatever it was.
Yeah, that's one Machlokas. And there's Kashas against each one.
No, I'm saying, but that Machlokas, that basically has to do with Kula Gavoa. Like, why do they have to do with each other? Why can't they just completely separate reasons for Kashubas?
They are. So what are they arguing about? Why does the Gemara tells you Beis Shammai doesn't like Beis Hillel's way? Okay, and right, and Beis Shammai has good kashas in Beis Hillel, right? So what does Beis Hillel do with those kashas? You have to answer that. That's the machlokas. What does he do with those? The good kashas.
I'm confused. Why is not Kula Gavoa versus